Hello, fellow travelers, and thank you for choosing Together Anywhere as your guide to the Oregon Central Cascades and beyond. We have a great drive ahead of us. Over 100 miles filled with beautiful, diverse landscapes, fascinating history, and more opportunities for adventure than you can count. Let me give you an idea of how the day is going to go before we get started. First things first, let's get this technology working the way it's supposed to. This application uses GPS during the entire tour and can use your battery much faster than usual. So, we are going to need a phone charger. We also need to connect your device to the car stereo so that you can hear me well. That might mean you need an auxiliary cord or maybe an adapter to connect your speakers. If you're driving a rental car, check the driver's manual for Bluetooth or auxiliary options. Step 2. We should take time to visit tripcheck.com for any road closures or advisories. Now, let's talk about the tour. Our suggested starting point is the local visitor center in Salem, Eugene, or Bend. If you visit during their open hours, you can stop in and pick up a brochure for a day trip or even look at a larger map of the drive before we go. If you don't need the brief tour through the city, I'll just meet you at the start of the highway. You can find that starting point when browsing our map. Once there, I will add commentary throughout the drive, I'll tell some stories and point out a few of my favorite spots along the way, and tell the stories of the heroes of conservation, helping preserve this drive for generations to come. Maybe you're one of them. Want to know more about my favorite stops? I thought you might. Well, I'll be sure to give you plenty of notice before we reach my favorites and do my best to sell you on why I think it's worth your time to stop. I will also point out plenty of places to stop along the way. Places to stretch your legs, grab a photo, use the restroom, grab a bite to eat, take a side trip, or even camp for the night. Just know that if you stop at every point I mention, you might need to push your destination timeline back a little bit. Also included in this tour is the Mackenzie Scenic Highway 242. It is only open from June to October and can add significant time to your drive. But there are some great stories about early migration over the pass and some spectacular views at the top. We will talk more about this as we get closer. Of course, there are no wrong answers here. This is your journey, right? I'm just along for the ride. Lastly, please take caution when driving on these roads. Most of the time, there are only two lanes, and you can expect many speed changes as you pass through some of the small towns. If you decide to pull over for any reason, be sure you can do it in a safe manner and you can get completely off the road. And while we're at it, help keep Oregon green by taking care of your trash and picking up any you see along the way. Whew! Feel more prepared now? I know I do. Proceed to your starting point and let's get going.